following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Second time. It's a big surprise to me. So it's wonderful to be back with you again today. My name is Greg Belfridge. I host a local talk show in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And it's great to be with you. Wanted to visit and get your thoughts this morning on the minimum wage, which I know Jerry has talked about. It's been a lot of conversation. Democrats again this week are now starting to push again toward an increase in the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. I'm going to give you the phone number right up front. I love taking your phone calls, and we love hearing from you. You can send us email through the regular show email or call us 406-1360 or 888-455-1360. And I'm wondering whether you support a government-mandated increase in the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Call us at 888-455-1360. Democrats, again, as recently as yesterday, talking about raising the minimum wage. The president saying that some 28 million is the number that he used, 28 million Americans who would benefit from an increase in the minimum wage, raising the minimum wage. My thought is, you know, raising the minimum wage is like throwing a rock in the water. There are ripples when you throw a rock in the water. It is impossible to throw a rock in the water without making ripples. For every action, there's a reaction. And why is it when we talk about the minimum wage, we act as if we can raise the minimum wage and there'll be no consequences from that? That's how those who want a government-mandated increase in the minimum wage act as if that can be increased and there are absolutely no consequences as a result. But the reality is that people's hours get cut, maybe positions entirely get cut, your prices go up as a result of that. We seem to think that business owners have these bottomless pockets. And that these are, you know, we think of Ebenezer Scrooge. Now, I'm talking about as a culture, as a society. Business in this country gets portrayed as Ebenezer Scrooge. They've got the money to spare, money to share. They just won't do it. And we act like businesses have got these bottomless, deep pockets, and they're just sitting on all of this money, refusing to share it with anyone else. And the reality is, and especially if you're a small business owner, small business operator, you know better than anybody what a joke that is. If you're a franchise owner, if you own a McDonald's or you own a franchise like McDonald's, you know, they're out there protesting McDonald's again this week, saying that McDonald's ought to be paying more. You know, you look at McDonald's, this big multi-million dollar corporation, and why aren't they paying more? The guy who's paying the wage is your local franchise owner. And this is a man or woman who has got a very small profit margin to begin with. They can't raise prices, which means then they have to cut hours or they cut staff. So there are consequences from a government-mandated increase in the minimum wage. And we want to get your thoughts on it this morning. Call me at 888-455-1360. Let's start with Shay in Green Bay. Shay, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, how you doing? I got two thoughts on this. First thought is, do we really think that the 16-year-old that got our order wrong last week when we went through the drive-thru deserves a 39% raise when most of us were lucky to maybe get, what, 1%, 2% if we got anything last year in this bad economy? I mean, so that's my first thought. The second thought on it is I'd like to know the Democrats who support this, including our local rep right here in Green Bay, Representative Gingrich, I like it to point out 300 people in the Green Bay metro area he wants to get fired, because if you run the Congressional Budget Office's numbers, That's how many people would lose their jobs if we raise the minimum wage in the Green Bay metro area alone.
And see, I agree with you. There are people who will lose their jobs. There will be people who will be cut hours. There are those who will suffer as a result of raising the minimum wage. Thanks for your call, Shay. There was a study. Fox News had this story yesterday. I don't know if you saw it or not. 38% of America's private employers say they will lay off workers if Congress raises the minimum wage to $10.10. This was done by Express Employment Professionals, and they surveyed over 1,200 businesses last month. 54% of those who say they're paying their workers the current minimum wage of $7.25 say they would reduce hiring. 65% say they would raise prices on their goods and services to offset the bumps in pay. So either existing employees suffer with a reduction in hours to offset the increased pay, or you're going to be paying more as a result of an increase in the minimum wage. So we're asking this morning whether you would support a government-mandated increase in the minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Call us at 888-455-1360. Let's go to Tony in Nasiata. Tony, good morning. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Morning, Jerry Bailey. It's Nasita.
You know what? I looked at it again and I went, oh, it's Nasita.
Yeah, I do not support a government-mandated increase in minimum wage. Why do we not focus on this as a level entry job? My very first job at 16 was at McDonald's, and I think they taught you very well teamwork, how to show up on work, etc. These are not careers. I'm not a rocket scientist, have no degree in economics. But if I were a business and I'm forced to pay more to my employees, I have no choice but to raise the cost of my service or my product. Therefore, everybody is affected.
I totally agree with you, Tony. And the only other option there would be for a business owner to reduce their own pay, which means then they're spending less at other businesses and for other services. So everybody's impacted.
Correct. The entire economy is impacted. So that is my vote. I do not support a raise in minimum wage. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Tony in Nasita, I appreciate the call. Our phone number is 888-455-1360. Would you support a government-mandated increase in the minimum wage? Dan in Green Bay. Dan, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Okay, first of all, no, I don't support it. But if you take $7.25 times 40, you come up with $290. If you take 10-10 times 29 hours, you come up with 292 hours. So what Obama is doing is realizing people who are working full-time at 40 hours at 7 1/4, their hours are going to be cut to probably 29 hours. So in order to get equal to what they were making prior to that, you take 10-10. It's amazing the math. Now, I don't know if this was accidental or if he had the foresight to see this, but at 10-10 an hour, there are some people that aren't worth 10-10 an hour at some of these jobs. Some of these people are only there because McDonald's is able to pay them a low wage to help them out because they're not qualified at another job at a higher wage because of their skill level. That's not, you know, and I understand that, but because their living conditions, if you have one child and you can't afford it, don't have two children that you can't afford. Save America, vote Republican.
Now, Dan, you tell me if I'm following you correctly, because what you're saying is when you work these numbers out, people would get an increase in the minimum wage, but would still be making the same as what they're making now. And you're saying the reason for doing what you're not saying, what you seem to be implying is the reason for doing that is to create the perception that somehow we've really helped you out. We lost him. That's what he seemed to be saying. You know, that the that this would be masterful, that this is all about the creating the perception that, hey, look what we're doing for you. We've increased you. We've gotten your employer, your tightwad employer now to pay you more, and your life is so much better, and really it isn't. Great point, Stan. Let's go to Ron on the road. Hi, Ron. You're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I see the whole minimum wage issue as just one more peg in the redistribution process. There's only an infinite amount of money, and increasing the minimum wage is just taking the government, taking the money from the employers and the consumers and redistributing it to the minimum wage workers, you know, who typically lean towards Democrat when they vote. I agree it's the perception of them helping, but it's just redistributing the money. Not only is it redistributing it to their base, but it's increasing the amount of taxable income for those minimum wage workers. So they're going to be paying more taxes, so it's funneling more money back to Washington.
Insidious is what you're saying. It's insidious.
Yeah, very, very. Yeah. My first minimum wage job, you know, we've heard from various callers, it was $3.35 when I got my first job at McDonald's. Had no desire to make that a career, you know. Would you like fries with that? Is not a career choice. Unfortunately, you know, with the push to get everybody into college, to get a college degree, and the job market not being able to support those college graduates, you have more college graduates and adults that are being forced out of jobs because the jobs are eliminated as a result of Obamacare. You have more adults that are being forced into those career paths, but it's not being done to help anybody except the bottom line of the government.
It's a lot of great points there, and I agree with you, Ron. It's meant to help the government. It's meant to help the Democratic Party create the perception that somehow you're making, you're improving people's lives. There are real repercussions as a result of a forced increase in the minimum wage. We're going to get to more of your calls on this coming up. We want your thoughts. Would you support a government-mandated increase in the minimum wage to $10.10? Call us at 888-455-1360. Thanks for letting me join you. My name is Greg Belfridge, and this is The Jerry Bader Show.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.